The biggest victim of all time or the biggest hypocrisy of all time? Also, one of the top things that we all do that we shouldn't and how to beat it. All of that on Friday's edition of the Carellcast, right about now, children.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Carellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. Well, if you listen to the media, which I try not to do, but today, of course, I did, Donald Trump is either the biggest victim of a political scapegoating of all time, or he's just another criminal that is being defended by other criminals in the biggest hypocrisy of all time. First of all, the fact that he's running for president and they're doing this now seems fishy. You mean like when Hillary Clinton was running for president and everyone, including Donald Trump, was chanting, lock her up? Now, I don't want to be angry today. I don't. I really don't. Because right now, I feel kind of blessed. I went to lunch at a new restaurant on Rainbow. And the fact that I can go to lunch is amazing. And I went down Buffalo and went to Tropicana and made a left and then went to the restaurant. 30 minutes later, I was back at that same intersection just about 3 minutes after a head-on crash with airbags, victims in the street, and the police and fire arriving right as I got there. The street, you know, all traffic going everywhere trying to avoid these. And literally, had I left the restaurant, 3 minutes earlier? Had I left for lunch 30 minutes later, that could have been me. It was at an intersection I was just at. And of course, that's how Vegas is, one of the most unsafe cities in the world for driving. And I just thought to myself, oh my God, you know, I've been sitting at home worried about Ember, worried about me. I'll tell you about that later. But it all could have just changed right then and there. Cars are so unsafe, and it goes to the Donald Trump issue, actually. And that is that people just don't freaking care about anything anymore except themselves and being argumentative. People drive like they are the only people on the road. And the people supporting Donald Trump that have the nerve to say, oh, Biden's a bigger criminal or this or Hunter Biden, who is not elected to anything. These people that claim to be the law and order party that would lock Hillary or Hunter Biden up that fast, Joe Biden if they could, but come after one of them, and that's too much. We are in a dangerous, dangerous time now where if any time you prosecute someone on the right, they scream persecution. You know, they're getting their words mixed up. It's prosecution, not persecution. But for Donald, who Tuesday is going to go be fingerprinted and photographed and treated special, if it were you or I, they would haul our ass down there today. They would perp walk us right through the front and treat us like the criminals that they thought we were. Instead, he'll have Secret Service, no handcuffs, go in through the back, be released on his own recognizance, won't even have to post bail. So, of course, he's going to get different treatment. He already has gotten different treatment. He had so many classified documents, he could have wallpapered with them. Where is he? Florida. Protect the governor saying he won't agree to extradition. Well, Ron DeSantis, that ain't on you. The feds will go down and get him. You don't like it, Ron DeSantis? You go stop the feds personally. But since you're a coward, you won't. You know, today is the International Trans Day of Visibility. Although the last thing I'd want to be right now if I were trans is visible, quite frankly. I can't hide being gay, but if I could hide that I was trans, maybe I would. Carell. Hey, they're killing them left and right. Ron DeSantis making laws against them. Donald Trump. All of these horrible people. So now he's a victim. And all I want him is out of the frickin' news. I don't ever want to hear his name again. I don't want to see his photo again. He's already sent out the fundraising. And CNN, in their infinite shift to the right, is just playing interview after interview with Republican after Republican saying this is fishy, this smells bad, we think this is politically motivated. But prosecuting Hillary Rodham Clinton for something everyone has done, which has a home email, Ivanka, home email server while she was in government. Prosecuting them, that's off limits. Prosecute Hillary or Hunter or Joe, oh, sure, that's fine. Donald Trump is not a victim. The GOP and MAGA are just the biggest hypocrites on the planet. And what's going to happen? I don't know. I do not know. You know, should more indictments follow? Yes. Come on, Merrick Garland and your special prosecutor. Jesus Christ, how long does it take to prove that someone that committed crimes in open public, admitted to them, boasted about them, is guilty of these crimes? Yeah, I'm frustrated. I am. I don't want to rant. I don't want to rave. I don't want to get my blood pressure up. I don't. It ain't worth it. Donald Trump is not worth one elevation of my systolic or diastolic. Not one. Donald Trump ain't worth the crap my dog poops. She poops better crap than he is worth. I know, because I feed her, so trust me. Speaking of which, she's about to go on a urinary tract diet. From Science Diet, $112 a bag for 25 pounds. That is $4+ a pound for dog food. That may or may not help her bladder stones. What a racket. Shame on you. Shame on you, Science Diet and Royal Canin, for raping, you know, pet owners and making it just almost impossible when your dog has a urinary tract issue, making it almost impossible to feed them. Because, you know, who can afford that if you've got kids and or a wife or, you know, I mean, really, she's the only thing I spend money on. So I'm buying the dog food. But $112 a bag. Luckily, 25 pounds will last her at least 3 months. So that brings it down to about, you know, $40 a month. But still, that's like $1.20 a day. Ugh, crazy times. Donald Trump being indicted. They act like this is strange. I did hear one reporter on CNN ask someone, but what if he committed crimes? And you know what Jim Jordan said? We do not believe that Donald Trump has committed any crimes. Oh, so you, Mr. Pedophile, he allowed pedophilia to happen. So he's a pedophilia condoner. So you, Mr. Condoner of pedophilia or sexual assault, you're going to say you don't believe Donald Trump. Well, luckily, your belief is not what we go to court with. You know, this is simple. The man committed crimes, prosecute him. But it ain't so simple, is it? Is it? It's not so simple because they're crying, victim, we're the victim, we're the victim. Give us money, we're victims. Our party's being persecuted, we're victims. Oh, I'm glad I quit Twitter. The noise on Twitter today is probably just out of control with all of these a-holes defending that man. And how? He's the ugliest, least educated, slimiest snake oil salesman I have ever seen. How on earth do people think he's the second coming? What do they see that I don't? I mean that. I mean, at least Stormy Daniels got paid when she screwed him. What do they see? What do they see in this man? Nothing. They see their hatred. That's what they see. They don't see Donald Trump. They see their bigotry. The GOP sees a chance to win races. The public that supports him sees his racism, his bigotry, his hatred. That's what they see, and they like it. They touched his dirty pillows, and they liked it. They liked it. I bet you don't know what movie that's from. Comment down below. It's from a movie, a very famous movie. He touched my dirty pillows and I liked it. I liked it. What do they see? Because all I see when I look at him is a very successful con man. That's all I see. And a criminal, an actual traitor who should probably be hung. He should be tried for war crimes, for treason and sedition, and when found guilty, the punishment under our Constitution is hanging. And that's what should happen to him. And anyone that supports him that is a traitor and a seditionist should be eliminated. Legally. As in, prosecuted, found guilty, given the offense or given the punishment. Will they be? Oh, no, because they're all victims. We know we overtook the Capitol, but we're victims. We know that I stole documents. Victims.
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really, K-A-R-E-L.com. Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Corell Cast.
You know, before we switch topics, I blame Gerald Ford for this. I really do. I blame Gerald Ford for what's happening right now, because Richard Nixon was a criminal and should have been punished as a criminal. He should have never been pardoned at all. He was a criminal. He committed several acts that were almost treason. He should have been tried for the criminal that he is. George W. Bush is a war criminal. He should be tried for war crimes. So, yeah, this is the first president ever indicted, but he's not the first president that should have been. Nixon should have been indicted. Bush should have been indicted. One and three. How do I know about number one? Look at all his dealings in Nicaragua. Look at the Iran-Contra. I mean, criminals. These are criminals. And they occupied the Oval Office, and somehow that little tiny room has given them protection from stuff that you or I would not be protected from. So stop with all the, oh, they're not, you know, no one's above the law. Bull crap. Richard Nixon was above the law. George W. Bush Sr. and Jr. above the law. And now Donald Trump wants to be above the law. So just stop. That these people are not going to be, you know, they're all treated. No, because when we try to treat them the same, their followers go batshit crazy. I mean, these, I don't want to be a part of the United States anymore. I do not. I don't. I don't want to hear this. Mean, you know, while we're all busy with that orange monster, climate change, out of control every day. God bless Gavin Newsom, but him saying that all trucks in California, big trucks, must be 50% electric by like 2035, that's like saying when the house is on fire that half the people should be evacuated in an hour. That's exactly what that's like. That is exactly what it's like. All of these climate things that say, oh, 2030, 2035, 2040, that's like being in an inferno. And saying you'll evacuate in, you know, 2 days. Well, by then you'll be dead. By the time they get around to fixing things, the planet's already going to be on its way to extinction. Meaning life on the planet. Not the planet itself, but life on the planet. And if this is what we occupy our time with, Donald Trump, and he's a victim, if this is what our government occupies its time with, then we should become extinct because we're a bunch of assholes. You know, the human race, particularly Americans, have turned into a bunch of a-holes. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin's arresting a Wall Street Journal journalist. Wars have started over stuff like that. Biden has said, let him go. They won't. Or they'll hold him hostage. Well, you got to release this or that. We should just call Vladimir Putin and say, release him or we're bombing the Kremlin tomorrow. Period. Like, that's it. We're done with you. Stop the war in Ukraine. Release this journalist or we're assassinating you, Vlad. You will not be able to walk outside because we will put a bullet between your brain. But we won't say that to him. Instead, we would bomb innocent people just like he's doing. That's dumb. Just kill him. Vladimir Putin is a blight to the world. Get rid of him. He's ordering these things. Stop him. Oh, no, we don't do that. It's like Donald Trump. The man should drop dead. He should drop dead of a stroke, a coronary, the stress of the indictment, whatever. He should be walking up on Tuesday, grab his left arm, and just fall down to the ground. No one should kill him. No one should harm him. No one should shoot him. He's not like Putin. He's not actively engaging in war. No one should harm him. But nature would be doing us a huge favor if they just stroked that guy out. You know, just drop dead. I once said, Joe, though, I wish Joe the plumber would drop dead. I got into a bunch of trouble for that. I wish Donald Trump would drop dead. I wish he would just drop dead of natural causes. Just high blood pressure or stroke or coronary embolus, whatever. And I hate wishing that. I do. I hate that. But I'm so sick of this, but then they'd martyr him. So no, I don't, actually. I take it all back. I do not wish he drops dead. I want him to live a long, healthy life of being punished. But can we punish him? You know, as for Putin, we need to tell, you know, if I were, that's why I could never be president. Because I'd call him and say, look, I've got Navy SEALs. They know where you live. Release the journalist, stop the stuff in Ukraine, or guess what? You ain't waking up tomorrow, Vlad. And that's just what I would say. That's what I would do. That's why I could never be a world leader. Because when someone's as horrible as Hitler, you don't talk about what to do about them. You know, you don't sit around and kvetch about, oh, Vladimir Putin might start World War III and that could kill millions of people. Well, then get rid of the problem. But we won't. We won't. And, you know, then where would they stop? Then anybody deemed a problem, that's why you can't do it. Because then if this the right wing considered, I don't know, Rachel Maddow a problem, you can't just go around killing people you deem a problem. Even if they're going to cause the deaths of millions of people, I guess. I guess that's the moral dilemma. You know someone's on the verge of world war, moving nuclear weapons to Belarus, kidnapping journalists, you know, killing innocent babies and children and women in the Ukraine. And you know he's doing all of that. You know he's guilty of all of that, but you got to let him live. What a crazy mixed up world. You know, I said to my friend Steve, I wish that Trump would just go to Russia. Just get out of the country. Go, leave. He goes, no, he needs to stay here and be punished. I guess that's the same about him living. Dropping dead would be too good of a punishment for him. You know, catching COVID again and dropping or whatever. That would be too good for him. So he should live a long, happy life in prison. That's what should happen to him. So I was wrong. I don't wish he dropped dead. I take it back. I hope he spends a long, happy life in prison. But then we're paying for him. We're paying for his health care. We're paying for everything. So you get to commit treason. You get to do all this kind of stuff and then go to prison and we'll pay for everything. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for your food. We'll pay for everything. We're screwed either way. If he lives a long, happy life and we prosecute him, we still pick up the tab. If he drops dead of natural causes, then he's a martyr and his side rallies behind him anyway. There's no winning with this. We can't win in the Trump scenario. We can't. Either we pay for him to be incarcerated and the trials. How much is this trial going to cost in New York? They're going to delay pretrial motions. That's going to go on for a year. There are starving people in the streets of New York. Homeless people, where a couple hundred thousand dollars could really help. And that yet we're going to spend a million or two or three prosecuting a known criminal. Oh, God. Okay, well, I got to leave that alone. I do. I have to leave it alone because it's out of my hands. It's going to be what it's going to be. He's going to live a long, happy life in jail or a long, happy life free. He's going to run for president and maybe win or run for president and lose. DeSantis is either going to beat that old infirm Joe Biden, and I love Joe Biden. I do. But he's way too old to run for a second term, and no one will sit him down and say, you're not running. No one will do that. No one in the Democratic Party high up, none of the fundraising people, Barack Obama could call him up and say, Joe, don't run. But no one will. It's like they want America to fail. You know, it really is. It's like these people want America to fail. Guns are killing our children every day. But that's out of the news now because Donald Trump got indicted. So forget about the three dead kids and three dead teachers in Tennessee. Forget about assault weapon bans. Forget about all that because the orange guy is going to be in the news again all day, every day. We're a ridiculous nation. We're and a ridiculous people. I don't, you know. Where it ends, nobody knows. Really. You know, good riddance to them all. I mean it. Every Republican, every MAGA member, good riddance to you all. I just go away. But they won't. But God, it'd be great if they would, right? Just vanish off the planet. Just go away. Short of that, we need to break up. I don't want to wish Donald Trump dropped dead. I don't want to wish anybody drops dead. I'd rather just not be associated with them, not hear about them, not be around them. I don't wish that Vladimir Putin gets a bullet between his head. I just want people to stop dying in the Ukraine because he's launching missiles. How does that happen?
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the Karelcast app free at the App Store of your choice now. Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karelcast.
You know, it's funny. When you say on air something like, you know, Vladimir Putin should be taken out, you worry. You worry. You're like, oh, God, should I have said that? I hear hosts every day call for the death of liberals. I hear, you know, these right wingers for years have said that gays should literally be killed. Christian, alleged Christian ministers have said gays should be murdered, should be killed, should be taken out back and shot. I've heard them say these things, and they don't care. They do not care. And yet I say that someone that is launching missiles and killing people in the Ukraine is now holding a U.S. journalist and is moving nuclear weapons closer to Ukraine into Belarus, that a person that could in fact cause the death, has caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands and could cause the deaths of millions, I say that person should be taken out, and I worry. People have said that trans people, gay people should die, literally should die. I say that Donald Trump should drop dead of a stroke, natural causes, no one cause him any harm, but nature take him out, please. And I worry. I worry. Because A, I don't really mean it. I don't. I don't wish, I'm not that person. But I just get so, like, what's the answer? What is the answer? Well, obviously, killing people is never the answer, and people dropping dead is never a good thing. But what is the answer? How do we control Vladimir Putin and get him to not engage in nuclear war, get him to stop killing people in the Ukraine, get him to release the journalist? How? How do we stop the Chechenian concentration camps where they are currently, today, as we speak, torturing people that are suspected of being gay? How do we stop the murders in Uganda that are now going on of the gay community because the government has said if you identify as gay, you're going to be jailed or killed? How? And the answer is we don't. We don't. We can't. It's not possible for you or for I to solve those problems and stop that. And throughout history, it's never been possible to stop bad people from doing bad things. Throughout history, they've killed people they thought were bad, czars and kings and all of that, and it didn't stop the horror. It didn't stop wars. In fact, it just created more. How do we solve a problem like Maria? How do we solve the problem of Donald Trump? I don't know. He has sucked all the oxygen out. I mean, he sucks harder than Stormy Daniels. How do we stop him from sucking all the air out of everything? I don't know. You know, if I had a media company, I'd cover it as a story and move on. I wouldn't spend wall-to-wall coverage. But I don't have a media company. You know, we should be so concerned. We spend a lot of time pre-grieving. I know I do. And, for instance, the vet said Ember does not have Cushing's, but she does have these kidneys or bladder stones. They are going to require intervention probably one day. That could lead to a diagnosis of Cushing's, and then she might have a 2 to 4 year lifespan left. And I'm very worried about that. And I've been pre-grieving it all day. It's had me in such a terrible mood. And yet, the doctor said she doesn't have Cushing's. At this moment, he does not believe she has it. And she has no symptoms of her bladder stones being a problem. She's not peeing all over the house, not urgently going to the bathroom, you know, trying and straining when going. She doesn't have any of the symptoms. And yet I've been just worried sick all day long about it. You know, I have an eye twitch. I do. It could be stress. It could be whatever. We all get them. I'm convinced it's MS or some horribly disfiguring disease. And yet on a show I watched, Lennox Hill on Netflix, a great medical show, reality, one of the doctors had to have a tumor taken out of the back of his neck and it paralyzed half his face. And he said, well, this is just the way I look now. And he went on with his life, went back to work with half his face paralyzed. I spend so much time pre-grieving, and then I see this wreck and think to myself, all your worry about Ember, all your worry about you could have ended right there at that corner if you were there 3 minutes earlier. The airbag would have deployed. She probably would have been hurt or injured. I would have been hurt or injured or killed. And then all the worry about all the other stuff, it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. So how do I and you get to the point where we enjoy life and remove all of these stressors from it? I'm trying. And I know you are too. I've tried to not talk about Donald Trump. I've tried to keep him out of my mind, out of my life, out of my show. But a former U.S. president has just been indicted on crimes. That's international news. Everybody's talking about it. At the restaurant where I just went, Good Eats Kitchen, they're talking about it. You know? Everybody is. How do you avoid it? How do you just tune it out? You can't. So what do? Well, we look forward to the weekend. We try to fill our lives with some joy this weekend, watching a good movie. Or I'm always outside exercising and such, so I, you know, but you should go get some fresh air. You know, I should just enjoy Ember today and tomorrow and every day that I have her. And whatever diagnosis comes along, if it's Cushing's, treat it. If surgery will help, get it. If it puts me in huge debt, so what? You know? And learn that I'll have to let go of her one day. She'll be 8 this year. You know, accept the reality that maybe my face is going to have twitches, or maybe I will get some Christina Applegate has MS. She's still out being Christina Applegate. So even, you know, worst case scenario happens. Oh, well, you still got to go on. Just accept what happens to you as it happens, but don't pre-grieve it. In my yoga mantra, every day I say I will not pre-grieve. It's a huge problem for me, pre-grieving. I literally cried today thinking I only had 2 or 3 years left with Ember. That's like a crystal ball, like, oh my God. And I was in tears. And 2-3 years is a good time, even if that were true, even if she had the diagnosis. At least it's not tomorrow, next week, next month. I'm so greedy. I want life. I want more life for me. I want more healthy life for her. And that's greed. I'm greedy. And pre-grieving is a part of greed. You know, someone, you pre-grieve your parents. You think, how am I going to, you know, when they die, what am I? Well, I lived through the death of both of mine. You know, we all pre-grieve, and we got to stop because there's enough stuff to grieve in the present. You know, there's enough stuff. I feel terrible about that accident. That could have been me, but all their lives have been changed. You know, I mean, we've got to just live in the present. And that's hard to do when the present is so cluttered with things like Donald Trump and indictments and global climate change. And it's hard. I'm going to work on it this weekend. You do the same. I am Carell. You be who you want to be. So I didn't hurt you, buddy. Try to find some joy, some happiness. Don't pre-grieve. Tune out all the Trump noise. It'll be there Tuesday.
Hey, it's Carell. Ember and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell. For a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycorel. That's patreon.com/reallycorel. My website is reallycorel.com, and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, Really Corel. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free Corelcast app at the app store of your choice. And then all the content from Corel Media will flow right on through. That's the free Corelcast app. Remember, I am Corel. Be who you want to be so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.